This free demo is only available for a limited time. Call now. Just think how reading 10 times faster could improve your life and the life of your family.
Call now to try this demo absolutely free. Dial 1-800-398-4022. That's 1-800-398-4022. 1-800-398-4022.
Mike Shanahan of the Denver Broncos. Some things I keep secret, like the running back rotation. Other things I share. For mortgages, go see my friends in American Financing.
Thanks, Coach. This is Damian Maldonado, founder of American Financing. We're locally owned and operated. We have no commission loan officers, so our only job is to get you the best loan possible.
Damian, tell us about the Magic Mortgage.
The Magic Mortgage lets you select the payment that's best for your budget. You can choose a regular payment, interest only, or convert it to a 15-year loan without requalifying. You can change your monthly payment any month or every month. Whether you need a refi or a new home loan, we have the widest range of products.
So you make the call. Tell them Mike Shanahan sent you and your appraisal's free. Make the right move. Call my team of experts at American Financing.
We're redefining how home mortgages are done. Call us now at 303-695-7000. That's 695-7000. Or on the net at AmericanFinancing.net.
Thousands of people are online listening to this station and others with their computers right now. Find out how to get your message in front of this audience for as little as $2 a commercial. Call 303-713-8318. 303-713-8318.
Do you know the secrets to making money on the Internet and with online auctions? People are making so much cash on the Internet, including the Internet's largest marketplace, eBay, that they're actually quitting their jobs. And so can you, with a CD called The Secrets to Online Auctions, which is yours absolutely free of charge by calling right now 1-800-226-9008. Hurry, there's only a limited number of these free CDs available. 1-800-226-9008. This free CD is brought to you by Internet Speedway, a group of professionals who've made fortunes with the Internet and sites like eBay. Now, for the first time, they're sharing their tips with the general public. With this free CD, you'll learn how you can sell products on the Internet that you'll never have to see, store, or even pay for. Learn the simple strategies to online auctions from the professionals. Request your free CD called The Secrets to Online Auctions while supplies last. Just call 1-800-226-9008. The sooner you call, the sooner you'll know the secrets to true Internet wealth. That's 1-800-226-9008.
We're talking with Paul Dow from Timeshares Only. Paul, I hear you've just come out with this great new kit that you're giving away.
Yeah, it's called The Top 10 Secrets to Buying and Selling Timeshares, and it's just a phenomenal resource for anybody looking to sell their timeshare.
Well, tell us about it.
Well, first of all, it tells you what your timeshare is really worth.
Uh-huh.
And more importantly, how to sell it for top dollar. Well, there are thousands of people out there just waiting to buy your timeshare. But you sort of need to learn the secrets to getting the most cash for it.
And the kit is free.
Yes, but it's only a limited time offer, so you need to call our toll-free number now, and we'll rush it right out.
Well, sounds like a pretty sweet thing for really anybody who owns a timeshare.
It really is. It could make you thousands of dollars.
Well, okay, the top 10 secrets to buying and selling timeshares. Here's the phone number to call. It's 1-800-550-7870. Again, that's 1-800-550-7870. 1-800-550-7870.
Sir, what would you do without glass?
Well, I'd be picking a lot more bugs out of my teeth.
And you, ma'am?
I'd be able to walk around naked all day. Woo!
What do you like most about glass?
I like how, you can see through it.
And you?
I like how it holds beer.
But, as everyone knows, glass breaks. And when it does, call Shock Glass at 720-266-4914. They're the insurance specialist and will handle all the paperwork for you. Home, auto, or commercial, when glass breaks, think Shock Glass at 720-266-4914.
Is your computer running slow? Are pop-up ads making your life miserable? Don't let your computer drive you crazy. This is John Hogan with PC Answers. Starting at less than $100, PC Answers will come to your home or office and get your computer running like new.
Call PC Answers today at 303-548-1414 or visit them at pc-answers.com. That's pc-answers.com, 303-548-1414. A proud member of Tom Martino's Troubleshooter Network at troubleshooter.com.
Quality, value, design, innovation, customer satisfaction, strength. At Engel Homes, it's simply better. At Engel Homes, they understand that purchasing a home is one of the biggest decisions you'll ever make. That's why they make it their mission to make this experience the best it can be. From condominiums to townhomes to gorgeous single-family homes, Engel Homes has something perfect for you. Consider McKay Landing, Broomfield's community of choice. Nestled between McKay Lake and a golf course, McKay Landing offers a 16-acre central park area, including a rec center with a swimming pool, playing fields, tot lot and city park, daycare center, and elementary school. With townhome-style living from the upper 100s, single-family homes from the low 300s, and estate homes from the mid 400s, McKay Landing has something for everyone. Visit one of McKay Landing's 10 decorated models today. Would you like to find out more about Engel Homes? Pull up the media player and click on the banner, or visit EngelHomesColorado.com to find out more about McKay Landing. That's EngelHomesColorado.com.
Online advertising spending is expected to grow drastically in 2006 as more companies realize that internet advertising can be effective and affordable. Thousands of people are online listening to this station and others with their computers right now. Find out how you can get your message in front of this audience for as little as $2 a commercial. Give us a call and find out if internet advertising can make your business money. Call 303-713-8318. That's 303-713-8318.
So, you're listening to the radio on your computer. So are thousands of other people. Getting your message to all of these people is easy and affordable. Radio advertising is effective. Online radio advertising is effective and inexpensive. Grab a pen and write down this number. Call us for a no-pressure conversation. If we can make you money, we will. Call Sean now at 303-713-8318. That's 303-713-8318.
Have you ever had a diet fail because you were hungry all the time?
If you have, don't worry. It's not your fault. It's almost impossible to lose weight if you're always hungry. Hi, I'm Scott Johnson.
And I'm Steve Bostick. We're the creators of Right Size Smoothies. The secret is a cutting-edge appetite manager called Appamine.
It's in the smoothie. You drink the smoothie, it knocks out your appetite, it helps you burn more calories than you take in safely and without being hungry.
And that's what leads to weight loss. I just talked to someone who ordered Right Size. Her name is Ann. And she's already lost 17 pounds.
Because it's such a great product, we're going to do something crazy here. We're going to let you try Right Size Smoothies free for 2 full weeks.
Just call within the next 15 minutes and our operators are going to tell you how you can try our smoothies free. See how it works for you, and either you lose the weight or you'll never pay for them.
Call within the next 15 minutes for your free trial of Right Size Smoothies. 1-800-644-1454. That's 1-800-644-1454. 1-800-644-1454.
CheaperUsedAutos.com. Are you thinking about buying a used car, truck, or SUV? Well, you'll save time and a boatload of cash guaranteed at CheaperUsedAutos.com. You'll be amazed at the selection. Over 800 cars, trucks, and SUVs right at your fingertips and right here in Denver. All makes, all models, even program cars, all with special, low internet pricing. CheaperUsedAutos.com. You're gonna love it. Find what you're looking for now at CheaperUsedAutos.com.
Hello, America. I'm Wink Martindale, and it's time to play Take on Orbitz, the travel game where you can save now and save later. Today's winner is you. That's right, you. Log on to Orbitz.com, book your trip this year, and save $50. Then next year, save $200 on select trips to the sunny Caribbean, Mexico, or Hawaii. Save now, save later. Orbitz and go.
Save $50 on select 3 plus night packages. Book by 10-8-06. Travel by 12-31-06. Save $200 on select 5 plus night packages. Book and travel between 1-1 through 3-31-07. Subject to availability. See site for terms and conditions.
Okay, for all you people who wear glasses, open your eyes. Your glasses aren't doing jack to improve your natural eyesight. Not one thing. Oh, don't get me wrong. You may be able to see better when you put them on, but glasses are nothing more than a crutch. A momentary patch job on a problem that may actually be improved by you. And I'm not talking about LASIK or some other surgery with people poking around your eyeballs. No, I'm talking about a simple system from Vision Improvement Technology that you can do on your own that just may strengthen your natural eyesight and help you start seeing more clearly. The award-winning doctors who created it believe it can totally eliminate or reduce your dependence on glasses or contacts once and for all. This is for real. It's a real system created by real doctors. But don't take our word for it. Let us send you a free video to see this program firsthand for yourself. A free video just for calling. Call 1-800-220-1174. That's 1-800-220-1174. 1-800-220-1174.
Now there's a great way to purchase the best-built spa in Colorado. Wind River is factory direct, locally manufactured in the great state of Colorado. There's no middleman, no commission salesperson, no freight or warehousing expenses. And those savings are passed on to you. Download a free 64-page hot tub buyer's guide online at windriverspas.com and let them show you what to look for in a spa. The advice is free from the experts at Wind River Spas.
Do you know the secret to reading 1,000% faster? That's right. The secret that could allow you to read 10 books in the time it takes others to read one. Hi, I'm Steve Glick, CEO of Infinite Mind. I'd like to send you a free demo of this secret developed by a leading expert in brain function. Experience with this free demo the secret to reading 1,000% faster. Call now to try this demo absolutely free. Imagine how reading 10 times faster could help your whole family. Kids do better in school, teens can actually score higher on their college entrance exams, and busy adults can gain that ever-important edge at work. This free demo is only available for a limited time. Call now. Just think how reading 10 times faster could improve your life and the life of your family.
Call now to try this demo absolutely free. Dial 1-800-398-4022. That's 1-800-398-4022. 1-800-398-4022.
CheaperUsedAutos.com. Are you thinking about buying a used car, truck, or SUV? Well, you'll save time and a boatload of cash guaranteed at CheaperUsedAutos.com. You'll be amazed at the selection. Over 800 cars, trucks, and SUVs right at your fingertips. And right here in Denver. All makes, all models, even program cars. All with special, low internet pricing. CheaperUsedAutos.com. You're gonna love it. Find what you're looking for now at CheaperUsedAutos.com.
VH1 Classic presents Sticks. REO Speedwagon. A night with two rock and roll supergroups. Sunday, October 1st, Coors Amphitheater. All the hits from both bands. REO Speedwagon. Plus new music from Styx's latest CD, Big Bang Theory. In stores now. Styx, REO Speedwagon. Sunday, October 1st, Coors Amphitheater. With special guest, the fabulous Thunderbirds. Tickets at all Ticketmaster outlets. 303-830-TIXS or Ticketmaster.com. Part of the Coors Light Live Concert Series, produced by House of Blues Concerts. Styx, REO Speedwagon. More info at StyxWorld.com and Speedwagon.com.
Profit in any market condition just like the pros. It's so easy. Get your free CD. 800-TRADER with no risk. You owe it to yourself to check this out. 800-353-5494. Get your free CD now. 1-800-353-5494.
Talk about a mad power grab. This one involves the whole lot of them. The governor, that's Bill Owens, rounds up a political ally and appoints her Secretary of State. That's Gigi Dennis. Then at just the right time, Owens' lawyers give Dennis her marching orders. Next thing you know, Dennis concocts rules that wipe out our rights just weeks before Election Day. People were outraged. Newspapers howled. Fortunately, a judge ruled Dennis was way out of line and shot down her scheme, but these guys don't care. They think they own Colorado. So now they're back at it, with the Attorney General's office joining the pack for good measure. Our Republican leaders wasting tax dollars, rigging elections, and trampling on our rights. But who can blame them? With our economy weak, housing prices down, and skyrocketing health care costs, I'd want to rig the elections too. Pray they don't get away with it.
Paid for by Clear Peak, Colorado.
Hi-Tech Import Automotive understands you want your car repaired quickly. You want it repaired right, and you want it done by experienced technicians who take pride in their work and their integrity. Call Hi-Tech Import Automotive in Lakewood at 303-988-2868. Hi-Tech specializes in Toyota, Lexus, Honda, Acura, and Nissan using genuine factory parts. Call 303-988-2868, and you'll get $20 off any service or repair job over $100. For work on your electrical, brakes, suspension, clutch, engine, or transmission, call Hi-Tech Import in Lakewood.
Van Leer Roofing in Boulder reminds everyone that America's greatest natural resource is her youth. Parents, please acquaint yourselves with the dangers of drug abuse and inform your children at an early age. Remember, a loving and supportive home with open communication is the key to a healthier and safer community. This special reminder is courtesy of Van Leer Roofing in Boulder, the professionals serving the area with top quality work, integrity, and dependability. For service or an estimate, call 303-440-0510.
What the right wing fears the most. Jay Marvin on AM 760 Progressive Talk.
Good morning, 849. It's 49 minutes past the hour. High today, 70, mostly sunny. AM 760 Progressive Talk. Back to our interview with Colonel, retired Colonel Sam Gardner. There's a 90% chance we're going to mix it up with Iran. But this would be mostly air war, right, Colonel?
It is. Sort of what we have been told by people who have leaked information is that it's probably about five nights. I say nights because it will be done at night, using cruise missiles and stealth aircraft that will penetrate. And it won't be very visual. It won't be the kind of Gulf 1 or Gulf 2. But there will be, I guess, in the neighborhood of 300 or 400 targets hit.
Ahmadinejad and the Iranians have to know this is coming.
Well, they have, and they've been preparing new weapons. They have dispersed their missiles already. They have been doing exercises, naval exercises, and they have been threatening people in the region. I understand that they have made some direct threats, for example, to Bahrain, saying that if the United States does this, we will possibly be forced to respond against oil facilities. And certainly they have had Muqtada al-Sadr in Iraq warn the United States that he would be involved. And within the past 3 weeks or so, there's increasing evidence that the Iranians are putting people into Afghanistan, which is, in the way, an indirect warning about expanding the war if the United States were to do this.
If this happens, when do you think? October?
I don't think a decision has been made. I think that, about timing. I can sort of make some windows. The slow-moving mine countermeasure ships can't be in the Gulf till about the 1st of November. I sort of, my indication, my intuition tells me after November, before January, look at December. There are a couple things that have to happen. Not only do these units have to move, but I think there will be some major PR work by the administration. Maybe something comes out and says the Iranians are farther along with the nuclear program than we thought. We'll find something suspicious, something that will make them even worse than they are now in everybody's mind. The other thing is, what's going to emerge is the theme for selling this to the American public, which will be, this is about Israel's survival. Now, the reason that is such a powerful theme is, you know, even most Democrats on the Hill couldn't vote against a resolution that was talked about Israel's survival and if we were doing this for Israel.
Oh, Lord. How do you live with knowing this every single day? This is absolute lunacy. And I'm partisan. I mean, I admit that. But this is madness. This is absolute madness because everything would go crazy. I mean, it'd be like a cuckoo clock that explodes. All the springs would come out.
Well, yes. Let me just go to the bottom line. The world will not be the same after this. Our ability to influence the world will not be the same. Certainly oil prices will not be the same. It's a major shakeup in the strategic situation. Russia will come out of this on top. Now, my high probability assumption is that Iran will react in the way that you and I had talked about before, which is to reach out and expand the war. I was with an Iranian at a meeting last week who said, Iran might just absorb this. But think of the powerful message that the world would have if we struck Iran and these images of our blowing things up. And they didn't do anything. Their influence in the Middle East would double. I made that number up. But just to, they would have been the victim of the major superpower.
Knowing this is coming, there's no way they're going to back down.
There are two things about Iran you have to appreciate. One of them is never underestimate them. That's first. Second, don't underestimate their desire to have a nuclear weapon. I mean, after having said all this, I don't discount the fact that they are on the path to a nuclear program. Don't know how far it is. I don't think the administration knows, but they are on the path to a nuclear weapon.
All right, I want to get this last comment about, get your thoughts about this. The National Intelligence Estimate, where the 16 spy agencies say that we are less safe because of Iraq. Your feelings about that?
Sure. Well, I think there is almost no specialist on terrorism I know who doesn't say what we heard that intestament says, which is that the conflict in Iraq is the source of recruiting. It is the energy that is causing hundreds of al-Qaeda-like organizations to form. you know, Al-Qaeda is not collecting them, but they are motivated by a desire to do something because we're doing the thing in Iraq, clearly.
All right. If that's the case, then connect A to B. Iran only makes it worse.
God.
Can't the administration see that?
Can I get back to you on that one?
I know, because I've asked you that twice.
Yeah, but no, I know. That was a rhetorical question.
But you got to understand, I'm absolutely. Do most people who you tell this to, do they have the same reaction? Are they absolutely, they don't know what to say, they're just so flattened by this information?
Well, I said, I said this to Wolf Blitzer, and I got through about the first statement, and he, he went on the attack. So, rather than like you sucking air, he attacked, and all I'm trying to do is to describe something that has to be stopped if we can. I must say I'm not very confident we can stop it because part of the other part of what we say is that the administration, and the president says this, I don't care about public opinion, he doesn't care about the Congress, and doesn't care about international opinion. So once you reject all possible levers, I don't know what else we can do. I mean, I say that. I keep talking about it, but so there you go.
And yeah, you live with this information night and day, and when you tell it to people, like, all right, Wolf Blitzer attacked, but when you tell it to people, do they have the same reaction I have, or are they like Blitzer? They rear up on their hind legs and try to either refute it or challenge it, or what is their reaction to this?
Well, I gave a presentation in Washington to about 30 people from think tanks on Tuesday of last week, and it was about an hour presentation where I went into lots of details. I have many more details, and so they attacked my details. You can't be right about that, but because people don't want this to be true, they want not to believe this. They want me to be wrong. I mean, I want me to be wrong. So that if you find out, but this goes back to the first point that I made, which is a very powerful notion, which is that the presumptive argument has been the use of military force, and that the notion of sanctions and diplomacy, you had to argue those to even get them done. So we've been on this path for a long time. People just haven't recognized it. When the president always says, diplomacy is my solution. He didn't mean really diplomacy. What he meant was, I want the Iranians to do what I want them to do under pressure. See, diplomacy involves a degree of sharing and compromise, and that's not what this is about. There's nobody who I know who believes sanctions are going to work. The Iranians say that. We're not going to cave because of sanctions. So even if you come at it from that perspective, there's only one option left on the table.
People in the military for or against us?
The people in military leadership apparently are very upset. And that's why we know so much about this, because they've gone to reporters like Tom Ricks of the Washington Post,
right,
Cy Hirsch of the New Yorker. Apparently there are even younger officers. There was an article in Time magazine last week where some naval less senior officers went and complained about being put on orders to go to do this thing with these minesweepers that I talked about.
Boy, excuse me for asking repetitive questions, and I know I've asked a bunch of them in this interview, but I don't know what to say. I'm scared.
Well, that's probably not inappropriate. I think that's a totally appropriate response.
There's a retired Colonel Sam Gardner on Iran. We'll talk to Congressman Tim Ryan about his speech and a lot more coming up here on AM 760 Progressive Talk plus open phones.
It's Jay Marvin on AM 760 Progressive Talk. Progressive Talk.
And now for the bonus round. Bob is 6 and Jane is 10. What did Eli have for dinner?
Meatloaf.
Correct. What's the difference between an orangutan?
Hippopotamus?
Correct. With gas prices so high, why doesn't everyone rent the DVDs from Netflix?
Huh. Well, Netflix delivers right to your door, and plans start at only $5.99 a month. There's really no logical explanation.
Correct!
correct. Trim down your gas budget by renting from Netflix. Choose your movies online and receive them at home in about one business day. No driving, no late fees, and free shipping both ways. Netflix, it's that easy.
Jay Marvin, Al Franken, Ed Schultz, Randy Rhodes. This is AM 760, Progressive Talk. KKZN, Fortin, Denver, Boulder. And on AM760.net.
CBS News, I'm Mick Young. The announcement's about to be made by the Transportation Security Administration that the rules banning gels and liquids in air travelers' carry-on bags are being relaxed. The new regulations are expected to permit the substances now prohibited if they're purchased in secure areas of the airport. CBS News Homeland Security Consultant Randy Larson approves.
Finding that balance between convenience and security. And I think this is a reasonable step they're making today.
Now, the tougher regulations were put in place after British authorities uncovered what they say was a plot to blow up U.S.-bound airliners. It's the news troops didn't want to hear. A Pentagon source says that about 4,000 soldiers, the 1st Brigade of the 1st Armored Division, will have their tours extended in Iraq for several weeks past their scheduled departure at the end of the year. And there is new criticism of Iraq war policy. This time a group of retired military officers is charging Defense Secretary Donald Rumsfeld bluntly with bungling. CBS News military consultant Mike Lyon says it's another indicator of just how split the establishment is.
There's not a lot of good that really comes from this because it shows that there is a deep divide within the U.S. military at the general officer level with regard to their confidence in the Secretary of Defense.
Lyon says if the officers were so disenchanted, then they should have resigned in protest. Well, a private space venture is scheduled to get off the ground after a delay of a few hours.
The problem which is causing the delay is with a transponder, not a serious problem, according to Bill Hyden. He's chief financial officer of Up Aerospace.
It's a communication issue. It's not a flight issue.
When the rocket finally does take off, many believe it will be ushering in a new age, commercial spaceflight for a profit. Steve Futterman, CBS News in the New Mexico desert.
Pope Benedict has welcomed Muslim ambassadors to his summer residence near Rome for a meeting to heal the wounds caused by his speech nearly 2 weeks ago that sparked outrage in the Islamic world. CBS News correspondent Alan Pizzi says the Pope's olive branch seemed to be a success.
The Vatican has been pressing forward the idea that they were just trying to promote dialogue and understanding and an exchange of views, and I think that's what they got today, and that's what they will continue to get. If you look at the demonstrations and protests, they've been on a pretty small scale, and they've been from the usual suspects, the kind of people that will jump on any slight towards Islam that they can see or make up.
Well, the Saints come marching in again tonight as the Louisiana Superdome reopens in New Orleans for NFL business, a year after it was badly damaged by Hurricane Katrina. General Manager Glenn Menard says the big structure got a major facelift.
We've changed out all the floors, all the ceiling tiles, all the concession stands are renovated, new scoreboards and brilliant electronics, a new phone system. Cost almost $5 million to put a new phone system in.
The Saints play host to the Atlanta Falcons. Now checking Wall Street's progress at this hour, the Dow and the NASDAQ both down one, the S&P 500 off a fraction. This is CBS News.
Transform the look of your home and get ready for the holiday season with help from your neighborhood Ace Hardware. Choose from thousands of paint colors or let Ace custom match any color you bring in. Either way, you'll always get helpful expert advice. Shop Ace Hardware today and save on Ace Royal, our highest quality paint. Buy up to 10 gallons of Ace Royal flat interior paint for just $13.99 each after a $5 rebate. Ace, the helpful place. At participating stores through October 31st. See store for details.
Ace is the place with the helpful hardware home.
There are two kinds of bikers. There's the tough, hardcore biker, like Smokey here.
Hey, bro.
And then there's the weekend rider, like Jeff.
Hey, man.
These two bikers couldn't be more different, except for one thing. You both have Geico motorcycle insurance. Because Geico covers most kinds of motorcycles, and they offer money-saving discounts. So, you see, you guys, you have more in common than you thought.
Neat.
For a free rate quote on motorcycle insurance, visit Geico.com or call 1-800-44-CYCLE. Geico Motorcycle Insurance. Let's ride.
I'm Corey Lopez with an AM 760 local news update. Sign of the times here, the Transportation Security Administration relaxing rules on carry-ons. And looks like the Air Force Academy is going to open up its gates again. The south entrance closed since 9/11 as a security measure. But visitor numbers are down dramatically at the school. So the Academy brass hopes better access will help recruiting as well as the athletic department, which relies heavily on merchandise sales to support the program. A two-alarm fire in Aurora causing heavy damage to an apartment building and forcing 40-some families out of 18 units.
Only half of the roof is off this building.
and a possibility that 8 or more units that are going to be damaged by fire or water.
Mike Ackman with Aurora Fire says it took firefighters an hour to control the blaze yesterday at the Hickory Ridge apartment complex. Nobody was hurt. Witnesses, though, reported some kids playing with fireworks in nearby bushes. That may be the cause. That's your AM 760 Progressive Talk News Update. I'm Corey Lopez. Now here's Gina Michaels with AM 760 Progressive Traffic.
Thanks, Corey. Well, watch out for a new problem now as you head into the foothills. Motorcycle crash tying up westbound C-470 at Ken Carl. Getting rid of some of the backup now, eastbound 270. Those three cars between Quebec and Vasquez affecting the Commerce City commute. And southbound 25 still seeing heavy volume past Thornton and into downtown. We also had a wreck in Boulder involving a Buff bus at 29th and Baseline. Security wait time at DI.
Sir, what would you do without glass?
Well, I'd be picking a lot more bugs out of my teeth.
And you, ma'am?
I'd be able to walk around naked all day. Woo!
What do you like most about glass?
I like how, you can see through it.
And you?
I like how it holds beer.
But, as everyone knows, glass breaks. And when it does, call Shock Glass at 720-266-4914. They're the insurance specialist and will handle all the paperwork for you. Home, auto, or commercial, when glass breaks, think Shock Glass at 720-266-4914.
We're talking with Paul Dow from Timeshares Only. Paul, I hear you've just come out with this great new kit that you're giving away?
Yeah, it's called The Top 10 Secrets to Buying and Selling Timeshares, and it's just a phenomenal resource for anybody looking to sell their timeshare.
Well, tell us about it.
Well, first of all, it tells you what your timeshare is really worth.
Uh-huh.
And more importantly, how to sell it for top dollar. Well, there are thousands of people out there just waiting to buy your timeshare. But you sort of need to learn the secrets to getting the most cash for it.
And the kit is free.
Yes, but it's only a limited time offer, so you need to call our toll-free number now, and we'll rush it right out.
Well, sounds like a pretty sweet thing for really anybody who owns a timeshare.
It really is. It could make you thousands of dollars.
Well, okay, the top 10 secrets to buying and selling timeshares. Here's the phone number to call. It's 1-800-550-7870. Again, that's 1-800-550-7870. 1-800-550-7870.
Ryan from Ohio's 17th Congressional District. He gave a powerful speech on the floor of the House, blasting the Bush administration's Iraq record. Congressman Ryan serves on the House Armed Services Committee and the House Committee on Education and the Workforce, and also co-chairs the Manufacturing Caucus. We'll talk to him in just a second, but I want you to hear the clip. If you missed it, here it is.
When you start adding these numbers up, you want to start talking about providing health care for millions of citizens? You want to talk about lower tuition costs? You want to talk about investing in alternative energy sources to reduce our dependence on foreign oil? You want to talk about what Mr. Micah wants to do with airline security and port security? We got the money.
Yeah.
We got the money.
We got it.
But we're spending it in a black hole called Iraq. I yield back.
All right, there's a little bit about what he had to say, and joining us on the phone is Congressman Tim Ryan. And Congressman, good morning, and thank you for being on the program this morning.
Great to be with you.
Why don't we hear more of that kind of talk out of Democrats, or is that kind of strong speech going on, but we just don't hear it because the news media doesn't cover it?
Well, I think it's probably a little bit of both. That group that we have, Mr. Meek from Florida and myself and Bill Delahunt from Massachusetts and Debbie Wasserman Schultz from Florida, we go to the floor sometimes 2, 3, 4 times a week. And that's how we talk. I mean, we're the 30-something group. It's a younger group of members that come to the floor. So I think you're seeing some of the younger guys get on the floor and do and say what needs to be said. And the only reason that got picked up was because it made its way to Crooks and Liars on their website, and it was featured. And so I think this is a perfect example of how the Internet and a lot of in the blogosphere and the decentralization of media is starting to really empower, hopefully, the Democrats, but hopefully change in the country. And then it makes your radio show, and I think it made Keith Olbermann. So it's starting to – this new – kind of process is starting to take hold. But we go there and we kick butt every night, and we're going to keep doing it until we take back the House of Representatives.
Do you think the this whole discussion that went on last week about the Geneva Conventions, it was important, but do you think it's a distraction from the main problem the country is facing, which is that things are horribly, horribly, horribly wrong in Iraq?
Oh, there's no question. I mean, this administration has a long, 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 long list of times that they went just before election and started some kind of talk about security and some kind of opportunity where the Republicans could try to exploit the Democrats for being weak on security in some fashion. And we saw it in 2002, we saw it in 2004, and here we are seeing it again. And this was an opportunity to talk about it. But fortunately, the Democrats, we didn't take the bait, and the Republicans, McCain and Warner and Lindsey Graham, stood up, and so it became a Republican issue. But you can guarantee one thing. Those senators retreated big time on the negotiations, and there's going to be a signing ceremony probably a couple weeks before the election. So this was totally manipulated and totally presented just before the election to have something else about security to talk about, no doubt about it.
And they virtually got nothing out of this, right? I mean, basically, they compromised, and the president basically got what he wanted.
Yeah, I mean, it looks that way. And to give the president the kind of power that I think we want to give him, I got to look closer with the negotiations. I'll be in D.C. tonight and look at it a little more closely. But it seems like they're giving the president carte blanche again to handle these political prisoners. Now, the problem with that is that, one, when you torture political prisoners, you tend to get bad information more often than not, and which will lead to weakening of our security down the line. And two is we are now opening the door to people in North Korea, wherever our troops are around the world. We're opening the door for those other countries to do whatever they want to our soldiers, and that we signed the Geneva Convention because it was going to protect our soldiers too. And that's what we need to kind of remember. And there are provisions in the Geneva Convention for immediacy, meaning that if there is an immediate threat that a bomb's going to go off in the United States within 24 or 48 hours, then we do have the right to administer certain tactics on a political prisoner to try to get information because the threat is imminent. That provision is already in there. This president just doesn't seem to ever have enough power. And I think it is so important for the House of Representatives to be democratic because someone needs to check the presidential power. We don't have a king in this country, and we need to not be afraid to say that. The people govern. Article 1, Section 1, the United States Constitution creates the Congress. It doesn't create the presidency. And it starts with the House of Representatives. The most directly represented form of government in the entire world is in the United States House of Representatives. We need to remember that. And when you're talking about being progressive and protecting the very institution of government, I think it all starts with the House so we can provide some oversight for this war. I mean, look at what these guys have gotten away with. No hearings on the war, very little on Katrina, all of the nonsense that we've heard and all the BS over the past few years, and no one's been fired in the Department of Defense.
Yeah, it's true.
They only don't fire them, Jay. They promote them.
Yeah.
They told Wolfowitz, the architect of this war, he's going to be now head of the World Bank. You know, give me a break.
Boy, we need more guys like you and Mark Udall and Diana DeGette. I'm telling you, we really do. Let's get back to Iraq for a second. Your comments about how you feel about this national intelligence estimate in which 16 spy agencies now say we're less safe.
Yeah. Well, you know, we knew that. I mean, I think people, when they put away the rhetoric and all the noise we hear on the talk shows, and you just, you know, my thing this fall has just been telling crowds of people, how do you feel? You know, turn your brain off for 30 seconds. How does it feel? Do you feel safer? And of course, when you go like a bull in a china shop, like we did in Iraq, without any concern for the cultural differences or any of the geopolitics in that region, of course you're going to inflame the enemy. And now, you know, the 9/11 commission has been ignored, the rhetorically and through implementation. The Senate Committee on Intelligence that came out and said there was no link between Saddam and al-Qaeda, that's been ignored. Cheney was on Meet the Press days after that was released and just basically ignored that, too, and that's a Republican committee. And now you have this estimate coming out saying that this created more terrorists. Well, it's like, no kidding. You know, no kidding, we've created more terrorists. We threw gasoline on a fire, and if we would have just focused on Afghanistan, build a nice moderate democracy there, got rid of the poppy, got rid of Al-Qaeda, chased bin Laden, focused on homeland security, batten down the hatches, the ports, make sure we have enough, you know, this is a stealth war now. This is an intelligence war. Double and triple our special ops. Make sure we have enough people in the CIA and FBI and NSA who speak Farsi and speak some of these Arabic languages that we don't have, so we can translate a lot of the tapes. You know, we get thousands of tapes of information that we can't even translate because we don't have enough translators. Mm. Focus on that stuff. That's intelligence. You got to be strong, but you got to be smart too. And I think the Democrats will have a much smarter approach to this. But yeah, of course. And now it's coming out. It's official. You know, everyone's saying it. This war has made us less safe. Now, is Saddam Hussein being gone better? Yes. But has the war overall made us more safe or less safe? It's made us less safe.
We had retired Air Force Colonel Sam Gardner on this morning. He says there's a 90% probability, according to his sources, that this administration will bomb Iran. Have you heard anything about this?
Well, I have not. You know, I know there's been talk, and I know this administration is, you know, chooses to be very, very aggressive. But I have not heard anything specific. But the bottom line is this. We have Army brigades that aren't ready, okay? We do not have the personnel or the manpower to do this. And so I think it would be complete folly at this point to bomb Iran and to get ourselves further into a quagmire in that region. We need to focus on diplomacy. First thing we got to do is balance our budget so we're not borrowing money from China and a lot of these OPEC countries so that we can at least have some strength when we go in and negotiate. And, you know, as we upset a lot of countries in that region, they cozied up to China. They start, you know, doing business with China and Iran and a lot of these other countries. This has got to be won diplomatically. We can't win this civil war in Iraq. And then to go and say we're going to get into the middle of Iran, I think at this point would be complete folly for us to do that.
He says the administration will sell it as being Israel's very survival and the Democrats will be scared to stand up against this idea.
Well, I don't know. I mean, unless there is an attack on Israel, I can't see us, you know, having another preemptive war of choice with Iran. And I think it's dangerous and can solidify and lead to an all-out world war that I believe the American people don't want, and I believe the citizens of the world don't want. We've had enough of this. We have enough soldiers that have been killed, enough families that have suffered. It, like the estimate just came out and said, we're not safer. So if we're not safer with the war in Iraq, why would a war in Iran make us any more safe? We've got to really be very careful about this, and I think it's all the more reason for the Democrats to take back the House of Representatives so we could put the brakes on some of this stuff. And I think Diane DeGette and Mark Udall are exactly the kind of people that we need to be in the majority next year to really put the brakes on some of this stuff.
Congressman, thank you so much for your time this morning. Really appreciate it. And all I can say is go, man, go. I mean, really appreciate your efforts.
And I appreciate that. And you guys are lucky. You got some great members up there. And I know we have a couple races in that region that we can possibly win. Your voters have got to get out and go vote and listen to Mark Udall and Diane. I mean, they're great leaders. But if we can pick up a couple more seats out there, it's going to be big, and a big component of that's going to be turnout for the Democrats. So hope you can help us out.
We're going to go to the wall to try to get it done. Thank you, Congressman. Really appreciate it.
You got it, brother.
All right, thanks. There's Congressman Tim Ryan. Bill Clinton and now Congressman Tim Ryan. I mean, we got, you know, there are people who are speaking up. All right, it's 9:18, 18 minutes after 9 here at AM 760 Progressive Talk. Open phones, anything you want to talk about, 303-713-7600. If you missed any part of that interview, you can get it on podcast at am760.net. If you missed the Colonel Sam Gardner interview, you can get that on podcast at am760.net. That's one you want to download and play for your friends. It'll make for interesting cocktail hour or dinner hour discussion. Meanwhile, I got four open lines here at...
Do you know the secrets to making money on the Internet and with online auctions? People are making so much cash on the Internet, including the Internet's largest marketplace, eBay, that they're actually quitting their jobs. And so can you, with a CD called The Secrets to Online Auctions, which is yours absolutely free of charge by calling right now 1-800-226-9008. Hurry, there's only a limited number of these free CDs available. 1-800-226-9008. This free CD is brought to you by Internet Speedway, a group of professionals who've made fortunes with the Internet and sites like eBay. Now, for the first time, they're sharing their tips with the general public. With this free CD, you'll learn how you can sell products on the Internet that you'll never have to see, store, or even pay for. Learn the simple strategies to online auctions from the professionals. Request your free CD called The Secrets to Online Auctions while supplies last. Just call 1-800-226-9008. The sooner you call, the sooner you'll know the secrets to true Internet wealth. That's 1-800-226-9008.
So, you're listening to the radio on your computer. So are thousands of other people. Getting your message to all of these people is easy and affordable. Radio advertising is effective. Online radio advertising is effective and inexpensive. Grab a pen and write down this number. Call us for a no-pressure conversation. If we can make you money, we will. Call Sean now at 303-713-8318. That's 303-713-8318.
Quality, value, design, innovation, customer satisfaction, strength. At Engel Homes, it's simply better. At Engel Homes, they understand that purchasing a home is one of the biggest decisions you'll ever make. That's why they make it their mission to make this experience the best it can be. From condominiums to townhomes to gorgeous single-family homes, Engel Homes has something perfect for you. Consider McKay Landing, Broomfield's community of choice. Nestled between McKay Lake and a golf course, McKay Landing offers a 16-acre central park area, including a rec center with a swimming pool, playing fields, tot lot and city park, daycare center, and elementary school. With townhome-style living from the upper 100s, single-family homes from the low 300s, and estate homes from the mid 400s, McKay Landing has something for everyone. Visit one of McKay Landing's 10 decorated models today. Would you like to find out more about Engel Homes? Pull up the media player and click on the banner, or visit EngelHomesColorado.com to find out more about McKay Landing. That's EngelHomesColorado.com. Thousands of people are online listening to this station and others with their computers right now. Find out how to get your message in front of this audience for as little as $2 a commercial. Call 303-713-8318. 303-713-8318.
That helps you read 10 books in the time it takes others to read one. To try this demo absolutely free, call 1-800-800-7996. Imagine how reading 10 times faster could help your whole family. Kids do better in school, teens can actually score higher on their college entrance exams, and busy adults can gain that ever-important edge at work. This free demo is only available for a limited time. Call now to try this demo absolutely free. Dial 1-800-800-7996. 1-800-800-7996.
A talk show that thinks like you. The Jay Marvin Show on AM 760. Progressive Talk.
Good morning. It's 9:22, 22 minutes after 9. Mostly sunny today. High of 70.
It'll be a nice day.
And it's open phones. 303-713-7600. Thanks to everybody who sent me all the information about Sean Marshall and Cat Power. Found a lot of great links on the Internet about that over the weekend, and I ordered a new CD. So I can't wait to get a hold of that. All right, let's go to the phones. We've got a Jay in Firestone. Jay, you're on AM 760. Go ahead.
Good morning, Jay. How you doing?
I'm doing good, man. How about you?
Heavy Monday morning.
Yeah, it has been heavy this morning. It really has.
Yeah. Well, I just called to comment because you said you don't hear from the progressive left church.
And well, I don't think it's that we don't hear from it. I don't think we mention it enough, and that's my fault, and we should.
No, it's all good. It's all good. I just recently started going to a church in Boulder. I've been there 5 times. I'm not really a member, so I can't really speak for their philosophy. But if I could sum it up, I'd say, you know, stealing a line from Bill and Ted's Excellent Adventure, the best place to be is here, the best time to be is now, and be excellent to each other.
That's great.
You know, just love, share the peace. And unfortunately, with this administration, it's hard for individuals to extend the olive branch to other countries because they just see us as the enemy.
Hmm.
I mean, the Pope got together with the Muslims, and they tried working it out. I heard it went pretty good.
Yeah, it did go good.
Yeah. But I did have one message for the sacrilegious right.
Which would be?
There's a big difference between kneeling down and bending over.
Well, there is a lot of progressives who are involved in religion.
Yeah.
They don't get mentioned often enough. I don't talk about them often enough.
Yeah.
I think that we should talk more about it. I think that when we do have discussions about religion, there's a story out today, actually came out over the weekend, that there are, this is the beginning of Ramadan for Muslims,
right.
And there's this project called, the campaign's called 30 Days Muslim Prayer Focus. It's by the Youth with a Mission, and what they're doing is they're praying that Muslims accept Jesus. See, to me, this is what gets you into trouble every single time. When this kind of stuff goes on, this is where you start getting into trouble.
Yeah.
Why can't we just respect each other's religion? And the part about proselytizing, okay, if somebody asks you, then fine, that's fair. But if they don't ask you, then why go into it, and why come across with this feeling of, well, we're superior to you?
Yeah, I know exactly how you feel, and that's why there's no agenda with the church I'm going to. It's more just like, be cool to everybody. You know, respect other people's beliefs, and, you know, we can all get along.
But isn't that the best agenda? Isn't that the best agenda there is?
Oh, yeah, definitely. Well, Jay, I'm going to be listening to you the rest of the week. I'm moving back to Michigan temporarily. I'm going to miss the show. You and John Turk, you take it easy. I'll be back in May.
All right, man. Well, you can stream us back there, so drop us an email from time to time.
All right, I will, buddy.
All right, Jay, take care.
You guys have a great week.
You too.
Peace.
All right. Yeah, I don't understand why we can't have that. I don't understand why we can't get a commitment to stop all of this grinding. And just try to start respecting each other and respecting each other's religions and have some degree of tolerance here instead of this warrior-like attitude that a lot of people have. And there are a lot of people on the progressive left, liberals, progressives, and others who are involved with religion, and they don't get enough of the spotlight, and we should give them more. Here's Judy in Colorado Springs. Judy, you're on AM 760. Good morning.
Hello, Jay.
Hi.
I just wanted to let everyone know that I'm an active Republican down here. I went to my precinct caucus. There were only two of us there. But we have a group down here called Republicans for Jay Fawcett, and we're growing, and we're active, and we're having a big event for just the Republicans for Jay Fawcett, with Jay Fawcett, on October 3rd. So this is Colorado Springs, you know, neocon world down here.
Right.
And I am a very, very active religious Christian, and I get absolutely so upset when I see this disrespect that so-called Christians show to others that do not agree with them. And I just keep thinking of who Jesus spent his time with. He didn't spend his time with the Pharisees and the perfect ones, the ones who had the truth and did everything exactly the right way. He spent his time with the poor, the sick, the lepers, the prostitutes, the tax collectors, the people that are the bad people. In other words, me. And I always think that even though I'm a scruff, I'm accepted.
I think that's a good, you know, I think it's a good way to look at it. Now, where's this event for Jay going to be held?
It's going to be held at the El Paso Club, which is downtown Colorado Springs, at from 5:30 to 7:30 on October the 3rd.
This is marvelous. Jay Fawcett is really a good guy.
Well, I went Saturday a week ago when John Murtha was here in town, and I carried around a little sign that said, "One," and then in parentheses, "sick of it, Republican."
Huh.
And it was interesting. CNN was there. They're following Jay Fawcett around. I guess they're going to do something about him on CNN. I do not know when, but they followed him around for a week. So that will be interesting when that comes out. And I saw Bill Clinton on the TV yesterday morning. I was supposed to leave for work. You know, I'm a church organist choir director, and I could hardly leave because I was so excited about his bravado to take on Fox. It's about time. It's about time because they when he referred to that silly smiley smirk, I thought, yes, there it is. That's what you see all the time from these guys when, and you could just see it was so obvious that they had set Bill Clinton up, you know, get him in to talk about
the
global
initiative. Yeah, they sandbagged him, and he wasn't going to take it, and good
for
him.
He didn't take it. I was walking around the house, you know, come out of the shower, and I'm trying to get dry, and I'm cheering and whistling and laughing. It was wonderful.
I agree. It was really my hat's off to him. I think he's just great. Hey, Judy, thank you. Appreciate it. And
I heard your interview with Sam Gardner twice. I've listened to it, and I'm going to listen to it the third time, too.
Well, thanks. And let us know how that thing goes.
I will do that.
All right.
I will do that. And keep up the good work. There are some of us down here in conservative Colorado Springs. There really are.
Well, we love you, and we're trying. Thank you, Judy.
You bet, right. Bye-bye.
All right. One line open at 303-713-7600. Jay Fawcett is an impressive guy. Go to his website, log on, shoot him $25. He deserves it. 9:31, 29 minutes away from 10 o'clock. Gina, we haven't said much of anything to each other this morning, all morning long.
Hey, you haven't talked to me for a few days. Are you mad at me or what?
No, not really. I've just been busy.
I know, you have.
Just been busy with just having a lot of stuff going on.
He hasn't talked to me for 3 days either, Gina, so don't feel left out.
Okay.
That doesn't work, Turk. I haven't seen you for 2 days. No.
So I was correct, though.
No, it's no, nothing. No, I'm not mad. Why would I be mad at you?
I don't know.
I'm not mad at you. All right, but you can make me happy.
Okay, how?
Tell me that the traffic's doing okay.
Oh, sorry.
I knew it was too much to ask for on a Monday, but I tried.
All right, we have this crash. It's on the northbound side of 225 in Aurora. Has some major backups there between Parker and Alameda. We've got the southbound rubbernecking as well. Westbound C-470 at Ken Carl. Final activity there from a earlier motorcycle wreck. And southbound I-25 has given us problems all morning, and it's still really heavy from 112th to downtown. Also, watch out for the big project. They started up on Parker, just past the Cherry Creek Reservoir this morning. They had the left lanes blocked there between 225 and Lehigh. It's going to be there around the clock. Get used to it.
Are you spending too much money maintaining your office or home computers? This is John Hogan with PC Answers. Starting at less than $100, a PC Answers technician will come to your home or office and solve all of your computer problems quickly and painlessly.
Call PC Answers today at 303-548-1414 or visit them at pc-answers.com. That's pc-answers.com, 303-548-1414. A proud member of Tom Martino's Troubleshooter Network at troubleshooter.com.
Online advertising spending is expected to grow drastically in 2006 as more companies realize that internet advertising can be effective and affordable. Thousands of people are online listening to this station and others with their computers right now. Find out how you can get your message in front of this audience for as little as $2 a commercial. Give us a call and find out if internet advertising can make your business money. Call 303-713-8318. That's 303-713-8318.
Colorado Trail Grill, Lefty's Mile High Grill, and Lefty's Front Range Grill at the Denver International Airport.
9:33, it's 33 minutes after 9 here at AM 760 Progressive Talk. Rocky's Autos, I always talk about them because, number one, they're early supporters of this show. Number two, it's the best place to get a great, clean, late-model used car, truck, minivan, van, or SUV in Colorado. They're Colorado's number one volume dealer. Why? Because of their diverse inventory, which includes everything you can think of from Saab, Volkswagen, Pontiac, Honda, Toyota, Nissan, Dodge, Chevy, Ford. I mean, the list just goes on and on. This is no postage stamp car place, I'm telling you. Postage stamp size car place. This place has got a huge selection. Over 500 models on the lot for you to take a look at. Plus, on top of that, the people of Rockies go out of their way to make sure that you get the deal that you're comfortable with and the vehicle that you really, really want. I mean, that's what they're about. All of my friends out there from the Alshire Brothers all the way to Spanky, Herrera, to everybody who's working out there, they work very, very hard, including the people who you don't ever see, people like Isaac and Ziggy and Colby and a lot of them who are just behind the scenes. There's over 100 employees there who work their cans off to make sure that you're taken care of and that you're happy with the vehicle you've bought. Mary and I have sent our friends there. We've sent our family there. John Turk has sent his family there. John's gone there. So we wouldn't recommend some place to you that that we wouldn't go ourselves. We definitely go there and definitely have bought from Rockies. Our family owned and operated since 1982. Check them out on the internet, RockiesAutos.com. Pre-qualify for a car loan. See the selection. Ask for Steve. He handles all that stuff. And Rockies Autos is open Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 9 p.m. Rockies Autos, they're matching down incentive going on right now up to $1,500. You put down $15, they'll put down $15, and you got $3,000. Towards your next vehicle. Check them out, Rockies Autos, at the corner of 63rd and Federal, just north of I-76, just south of the Boulder Turnpike.
At Aetna, we want you to know that the right information can help you make better decisions, that your small business can now have a big range of health plans.
Today's Aetna offers Colorado easy and affordable benefits plans designed just for small businesses, including health, pharmacy, dental, disability, and life insurance, even consumer-directed solutions like HSAs.
At Aetna, we want you to know that your health care network can be as strong as your business network.
Aetna offers over 7,400 primary care and specialist physicians in our strong statewide network.
At Aetna, we want you to know that even though we insure nationally, we serve locally.
To better serve small businesses, Aetna has staff located right here in Denver.
At Aetna, we want you to know, because with the right information, you can make better healthcare decisions. To find out more, call your broker or Aetna representative.
Plans are offered by Aetna Life Insurance Company. Health insurance plans contain exclusions and limitations. Colorado Network data as of 6106.
Confronting issues with an arsenal of opinion. Jay Marvin on AM 760 Progressive Talk.
You did Fox's bidding on this show. You did your nice little conservative hit job on me. What I want to know is...
Wait, that's a legitimate question?
No, it was a perfectly legitimate question, but I want to know how many people in the Bush administration you asked this question of. I want to know how many people in the Bush administration you asked, why didn't you do anything about the coal? I want to know how many people you asked, why did you fire Dick Clark? I want to know how many people you asked
this. Have you ever watched Fox News Sunday, sir?
I don't believe you asked them that.
We asked plenty of questions.
You didn't ask that, did you? Tell the truth.
Boy, Bill Clinton has got him down, because if you go to Media Matters for America, MediaMatters.org, or even ThinkProgress.org, they document the fact that Chris Wallace has never asked those questions of anybody from the Bush administration. All right, 9:37, 37 past the hour, AM 760, Progressive Talk. High today, 70, mostly sunny, open phones. John, Rollinsville. John, you're on AM 760. Good morning.
Good morning, Jay.
Hi.
Nice to talk to you. Boy, I got to tell you, you and Ed have really converted me. I'm definitely progressive this time.
Well, thanks.
Got to tell you, you asked me who my congressman was, my representative. I found out it's Mark Udall.
Well, he's a good guy.
This is a while back in the spring. I had some trouble with my ID so I could get registered to vote. It took me from the spring until now. It cost me a few dollars and stuff. I'm on disability, but it cost me a few dollars. I finally got registered in the whole nine yards. So now I can work on the proposals and everything. Now, I was raised a Republican, and I was told to just pull that Republican lever. And I got away from that because I didn't like what was going on a long time ago, and I went for Perot, so I could, at least my vote counted to get the the equal funding stuff going, which it worked. So your vote counts whether you win or lose. I won, but this time I'm pulling a Democrat lever all the way, and I want to thank you guys for that. Now I've got from now until the election to work on the proposals. As far as the other stuff goes, I'm just pulling that Democrat lever all the way.
Well, you know what? We need your help, and we're
you
glad,
got it,
we're
buddy.
Glad, we're glad you're out there, man, John, because we need your help.
I try to spread the word, but a lot of people just don't want to deal with politics. They think their life can just go on day to day and not worry about this stuff, but they don't realize how the global stuff can affect their economy and affect their family and, you know, the whole nine yards. You know what we're talking about.
Yep.
So I just wanted to thank you and let you know that you got support from people out there that you don't know about, like me.
Well, it's good to hear from you, and keep at it, man. Keep preaching out there, and
okay,
go for it. Vote Democratic, because we got to turn this country around.
And I'm working on it. Also, you met a lady caller earlier mentioned something about there's a phone number where you could call to get a listing of all the proposals. I have the time now, now that I have been registered to vote, I got the time now to study on the proposals, but I don't know what they are.
Oh, the amendments, you mean?
Yeah, the amendments and stuff.
There's all kind. Do you have internet connections?
I couldn't. I'm computer illiterate and couldn't afford one if I was. I'm a disabled guy and on fixed income.
Yeah, I understand. Let me think. You can call. Turk's got an answer. What is it, Turk?
I got one for you real quick. And this, I'm sure there's several out there, but this is one I know of that's pretty decent. It's www.thebell.org. And, you know, the Bell Policy Group, who we've had a couple guests on from before, they have a list of all the different initiatives, and it has it all explained right there. So
yeah,
that is a good
maybe
one
I
deal.
Could have a friend look it up for me.
Yeah,
I'm computer illiterate.
Well,
I don't have a computer.
Have a friend do it for you, and then have the friend print the stuff out for you.
Oh, that's a good idea. Very good. www.thebell.org.
Thebell.org.
Thank you
so
much.
I can also give you a phone number to the Bell Policy Group, the Bell Policy Center, that may help you out, John. If you're still listening, here's that number, 303-297-0456, 303-297-0456.
All right, you can go there and find out. Here's Marta in Broomfield. Marta, you're on AM 760. Good morning.
Hey, listen, I like that interview you had on, that I listened to it twice with General Garner. I was going to tell you that I heard something similar to that about a week and a half ago at the mall. I think there was some sort of blockade that they're trying to lure into Iran.
Well, that would be part of it. Part of it would be that they would blockade Iran's access to the sea.
Exactly. So they would do it there, send the ships and just kind of sit there, which I guess according to international law, that's a form of, you know, having war against another country. And then, you know, make Iran show his hands and then turn around and say, well, gee, they shot at us first, so we're just defending ourselves because they feel, you know, we're so illiterate that we have no idea what anything is going on, that we don't know that having a blockade in front of another country, it's against, you know, the rules. And so they figure, so it's with that dumb, then they'll just say, well, they shot at us, we're just shooting, we're defending, and there starts the war, and, you know, we won't be the wiser. And, you know, and I worry about it because, you know, I have two sons who are that age, a 20 and an 18-year-old, which, you know, that's all we need to have a new Vietnam and have everybody go in and have the draft, you know, put back into place. That would be totally horrifying for it. And you know, the baby boomer generations that remembers that, you know?
Well, here's kind of an idea. If it's a fight to the death, as President Bush says that it is and makes it out to be, if it's a fight to the death, then why don't we have a draft? Because...
Yeah, I bet you everybody would run and everybody would stop. You know, all these Republicans that want to send, that want other kids' children to go, but they're not willing to send theirs, will definitely stop. Because this time, it's not going to be our men, it's going to be women, too. And I don't think our generation, you know, people are not going to go for it. Or do we have to maybe do like undeveloped countries, where everybody is going to have to line up in the street, you know, like Mexico, and just, you know, stampede out there that we probably haven't done it, and I don't think I ever seen it in my lifetime, but maybe we should become like third world countries. Because we have to stop this maniac that we have in the United States.
Best thing to do is go to the ballot box and vote. That's the best thing to do.
Yeah, but could we stop him on that day? I mean, I heard you talking.
Yeah, if we got a hold of the House of Representatives, for instance, we could make it damn tough, yes.
Okay. Well, we'll just keep our fingers crossed and hope for the best. But you're doing a great job, and I appreciate everything you've given us, all the information day in and day out.
Well, thank you, Marta. Have a good
day.
All right.
You too, Jay. Bye.
Okay. Yeah, you know, I'm worried about it. I'm worried about us going after Iran. What we would do is we would bomb them. And then if they didn't cooperate, we would just continue to bomb them. But as Colonel Sam Gardner indicates, if you haven't heard that interview, go to am760.net. You can get it on podcast. This would blow up the entire Middle East. It's open phones, 303-713-7600. Two lines open, and we're talking about anything you want to talk about here on AM760, Progressive Talk. Tomorrow, is there a conspiracy about gasoline prices? That's just one of the things we're going to talk about tomorrow. Plus, further examination of Clinton's treatment of Fox. And what else do we have on the menu? Yeah, we're going to talk more about Iran as well. It's 9:45. It's 15 minutes in front of 10. And let's take a look at traffic now on AM760, Progressive Talk, with Rick Morgan.
Thanks, Jay. Pretty good shape on the highways. About the only slowing we're still seeing is across Aurora on 225. Earlier problem at Alameda had things slowed down northbound, but also some delays southbound as well. But those speeds are picking back up there, so we're doing better in that situation. Rest of the highways are in real good shape. I-25 looks great across the downtown area through the bridges in and out of the tech center. 470 in good shape across Highlands Ranch. No worries on the turnpike or in and around Boulder right now. And no worries with the weather today. A beautiful day. Lots of sunshine, a high of 73. Clear skies tonight, low 41. Tomorrow, sunny and 80. Right now, it's 58 degrees. I'm Rick Morgan, AM 760, Progressive Talk. Denver Health, Colorado's Academic Level 1 Trauma Center, has nursing, management, and entry-level opportunities.
I'm Mike Shanahan of the Denver Broncos. Some things I keep secret, like the running back rotation. Other things I share. For mortgages, go see my friends in American Financing.
Thanks, Coach. This is Damian Maldonado, founder of American Financing. We're locally owned and operated. We have no commission loan officers, so our only job is to get you the best loan possible.
Damian, tell us about the Magic Mortgage.
The Magic Mortgage lets you select the payment that's best for your budget. You can choose a regular payment, interest only, or convert it to a 15-year loan without requalifying. You can change your monthly payment any month or every month. Whether you need a refi or a new home loan, we have the widest range of products.
So you make the call. Tell them Mike Shanahan sent you, and your appraisal's free. Make the right move. Call my team of experts at American Financing.
We're redefining how home mortgages are done. Call us now at 303-695-7000. That's 695-7000. Or on the net at AmericanFinancing.net.
You can find your Sleep Number and learn all about sleep and the personalized comfort of Sleep Number bed. You can also see how the Sleep Number bed's dual air chamber design creates a more personalized sleep experience. Set your number to as soft or as firm as you like. Creating a customized mattress is just for you. My Sleep Number is between 75 and 80. And then Mary sets hers the way she wants it, which I believe is about 70. This customized comfort means you get more deep, restorative sleep that you need to wake up feeling refreshed and take on the day. Plus, at a Select Comfort store, you can experience Select Comfort's pressure map system. Simply lay down on the bed, and the pressure mapping system will show you how pressure impacts your body and how that can be reduced on the Sleep Number bed. The Sleep Number bed comes with a 20-year limited warranty and a 30-night in-home trial. So visit the Select Comfort store today and get started getting that great, deep sleep that you need to be able to take on the world. There are nine. There are select comfort stores located in nine major malls, including Southwest Plaza, Flatiron Crossing, Foothills Mall, Colorado Mills, and Belmar Mall.
Hi-Tech Import Automotive understands you want your car repaired quickly, you want it repaired right, and you want it done by experienced technicians who take pride in their work and their integrity. Call Hi-Tech Import Automotive in Lakewood at 303-988-2868. Hi-Tech specializes in Toyota, Lexus, Honda, Acura, and Nissan using genuine factory parts. Call 303-988-2868 and you'll get $20 off any service or repair job over $100. For work on your electrical, brakes, suspension, clutch, engine, or transmission, call Hi-Tech Import in Lakewood.
Today's seminar is titled How to Uncover Leads. It's easy. All you need is Hoovers. That's right. Just go to www.tryhoovers.com. Okay, that's it. Thanks for coming.
Whoa, hey, that's it? I paid a lot of money for this seminar, and all I get is tryhoovers.com?
To meet sales goals, you need targeted, qualified leads, not just names and numbers. And there's just one place to go for accurate information, tryhoovers.com.
But I already have a list of businesses and people that I can call. Why Hoovers?
Are you sure you're calling the right people? Do they have a need for your products and services? Hoover's is the only resource that can uncover the right leads so you can start prospecting today. And right now, Hoover's is offering a free trial at tryhoovers.com.
So Hoover's can help me uncover new leads that I've been missing.
Go check it out. Over 300,000 successful business professionals already rely on Hoover's to get and keep their competitive edge.
Visit tryhoovers.com for your free trial or call 1-866-206-2076. Offer ends soon.
The Jay Marvin Show on AM 760. Progressive Talk.
When all you have to do is read Richard Clark's book to look at what we did in a comprehensive, systematic way to try to protect the country against terror. And you got that little smirk on your face and you think you're so clever. But I had responsibility for trying to protect this country.
That's Bill Flynn talking to Chris Wallace. 9:49, it's 49 minutes past the hour. High today, 70, mostly sunny. By the way, I didn't mention this morning. Vote machines ago, a Denver district judge ruled Friday that the Secretary of State did an abysmal job, Gigi Dennis, of security testing on new computerized voting machines, but it's too late to bar them from the November 7th election. We'll get maybe into a discussion about that more tomorrow. Let's go to Eric in Denver. Eric, you're on AM 760. Thanks for holding. Go ahead.
Hi, good morning, Jay.
Hi.
As I told John, I wanted to talk a little bit about the media coverage of Clinton's interview.
Sure.
Because how they covered it is usually more important than actually what happened. This is from this morning. I wrote this down as I was watching it. On MSNBC, they talked about how this quote-unquote outburst will affect Hillary's run in 2008. On NBC, Mike Tiabi, the reporter, said, or certainly alluded to this being conduct unbecoming of a former president. On ABC, the analyst was a gentleman named Bill O'Reilly. And on CBS, and I sent this to you actually in an email, is your friend Michael Scheuer, who out and out called Clinton a liar as well as Richard Clark. So other than Michael Scheuer's analysis, the media covered it as an issue of substance, an issue of presentation, not of substance. Very typical of how they cover these things. No question about whether what Clinton was saying was true or false, just how he came across.
Yeah, well, you knew that they would do that, and Fox started spinning it that way. After it happened, as far as Michael Schroer goes, I'll have to email him and see what he says. I know that he has a dim view of both Clinton and Bush.
And Clark.
And he and I probably, and I guess Clark, and he yeah. and I probably wouldn't agree on that, but I'll email him and see what he says. As far as the other networks go, well, ABC having Bill O'Reilly on, what did you expect?
Somebody that knew something about Clinton policy back in 93.
Well, why have somebody do that when you can have somebody who can shop an agenda? And once again, I mean, Media Matters talks about this all the time.
Yeah.
In fact, that... this whole idea, it's a liberal media. Yeah, right. Yeah. Sure.
I'll add one last thing parenthetically. Glenn Greenwald at his website has a nice compendium of Republican reaction in 1993 to Bill Clinton keeping troops in Somalia.
Right.
And everything from Majority Leader Bob Dole and John McCain, how they all wanted him to, quote unquote, cut and run from Somalia. And Clinton didn't want to. He wanted to stay in and... strengthened somewhat. So anyway.
Well, he did. He did, as he said. He wanted to fulfill a mission, which was an orderly transition, and he did it by staying 6 months later. And if you go to MediaMatters.org and also ThinkProgress.org, you can see where Clinton's charge to Chris Wallace about do you ask the same questions of the other side? It's a legitimate
right.
question, but you ask it, and Wallace goes, "Of course we do," or he says something along those lines, and we'll talk more about it tomorrow. But Media Matters. And also thinkprogress.org point out that, no, that they don't.
Right, and also it should be pointed out for those who don't remember 13 years ago that Somalia was actually dropped in Clinton's lap. It was started with Bush 41 as a humanitarian issue. And, Clinton came in office, and it was him that had to deal with it after Black Hawk Down. And, of course, unlike the current Bush administration, Clinton never blamed what happened in his administration with Bush 41, whether it was a trade tower bombing in 93 or Somalia. So,
well, that's really true.
Yeah.
That's really, really true. He's never, and Clinton basically, which is what he said in that interview, is that he hasn't really pointed the finger at George W. Bush either about any of this. He's pretty much just stated what he thinks about Iraq when asked, but he hasn't said, or
right.
about bin Laden, but he hasn't really said anything derogatory. And I think he was trying to make the point that there's this myth out there perpetrated that he didn't do anything. And did he do everything he should have? No. But you know what? No president does everything that they should have. Not him, not Jimmy Carter, not George Bush's father, not Dwight Eisenhower, right. not Richard Nixon, not Lyndon Johnson, not John Kennedy. It happens to all of them, and you can always find fault with all of them. And why? Because they're all human beings.
Of course. And also it should be stated that, unlike, again, right now with this Bush administration, you know, Clinton didn't have the House after 94. So it wasn't like he had both branches of Congress, you know, to go along with whatever he wanted to do. You know, he had to fight the Gingrich-led House from 94 on. And even the Senate, you know, that were run by the Democrats, they were fighting on many issues, too.
That's right. That's exactly right. That's exactly right.
You know, so anyway, I'll let the next caller contribute. So
all right, Eric. Thanks.
Thanks, Jay.
Appreciate it.
Bye-bye.
Let's go to Bob in Colorado Springs. Bob, you're on AM 760. Good morning.
Hey, Jay. Busy morning there.
Yeah.
One of your earlier callers wanted to know where he could get some information about some of the ballot issues, and there's going to be a debate tomorrow night at Denver University, the Gates Concert Hall, Newman Center at 7 p.m., and it's going to talk about the marijuana legalization, the gay marriage, domestic partnerships, the preschool funding, and the petition process. And if you want some more information about where this thing is at, safercolorado.org, and then look on the thing called blog. It's from the marijuana organization. It's going to be Denver. It's going to be Mason Tervert debating against John Suthers on this issue, and it ought to be of great interest to our listeners.
Yeah, you know, it ought to be really good. It ought to be really good. Mason knows his stuff, man. That's going to be tough for Suthers.
He absolutely does. And what's really interesting is one of the former deputy drug czar, Andrea Barthwell, has been coming out against this issue. She's also at the same time working for a pharmaceutical company that's trying to promote a liquid marijuana called Sativex. And, you know, if you follow the money and see that she's going to make a lot of money if we keep marijuana prohibition here in this state. So, you know, it's really a lot of really despicable things going on. That and Andy Romanoff basically putting stuff in the Blue Book that is not factual. And that, I'm sure that'll be brought up tonight.
Well, Mason objects to that, and he objects to the way that the information is put in the Blue Book about this. So, yeah, we'll definitely check it out. Bob, thank you, man.
Yeah, that's tomorrow night at
all right.
7 p.m.
You got it. Thanks. Let's go to Dan very quickly. Dan, go ahead, man. You got about a minute. Take it.
Hi. They won't vote for a Catholic. They won't vote for a Jew. So what do? We put in an Armageddonist rapturist, and look what we got. He's going to get his way. If he goes into Iran before the elections, we're all screwed. Big time.
Well,
there's no way out.
According to Gardner, though, he can't do that. According to Gardner, that they can't get the ships there in time, that it would be around November or December, maybe.
If we're lucky, that we'll get a turn of regime.
Well, we need to do something. He said there's a 90% probability it's going to happen. I hope he's wrong. He hopes he's wrong. But the interview, any way you look at it, was very, very disturbing. And it's very disturbing to contemplate the phrase that he said in there about, and I'm paraphrasing him, about they have no reality filter or something along, no, I don't know, something along those lines.
They're ideologues, period. And to blame this on Israel and Israel's creation is ridiculous. Look at why they kept the camps. Why those refugee camps were kept was to keep a festering open wound. The so-called Palestinians were never allowed to assimilate to the other Arab nations and cultures.
Yeah, well, the whole thing is a huge problem, and it bears watching, and we'll all sit back and watch, and we'll talk about it from
time
to time.
Better not watch. Better get involved.
Well, the best way to get involved is go to the polls in November, and let's make a change. Thank you, man.
You bet.
Appreciate it. And don't forget to vote absentee. See you tomorrow, 6 a.m.
Warning. If you're about to buy a storage building for your home, you're about to spend thousands more than you should. How do we know? We're U.S. Buildings, the largest manufacturer of arch-style steel buildings. Nobody sells top-quality steel buildings for less. You could pay almost $25,000 for a backyard garage somewhere else, but we can give you a top-quality steel building for less than $9,000, so you can save 60% or more. Call now and get our full-color catalog free at 1-800-300-6286. At U.S. Buildings, our buildings are so strong and durable, they're actually hurricane-rated, made with only the sturdiest, highest-grade steel shipped direct from our factory, so you can build it yourself over a weekend and save 60% or more. So hurry, don't miss your chance to get a steal on a steel building. Call U.S. Buildings today and save 60% or more. And for a limited time, get delivery absolutely free. Call U.S.